Bonnie was zeggen psachim daf mem vav. We're going to start at the bottom of mem hay amud bet. The Mishnah says v'chein inyan tuma. Right, im makpid lav chotzet v'motze b'kumo harei hu ka'areva. That was in the Mishnah. The Mishnah coupled a chometz and tuma together, and said v'chein inyan tuma. And so likewise with tuma, if you makpid, in other words, we've seen this before. This concept of makpid, if you don't want the whatever it is that it's separating it, you've got a sticker on it or something. If you makpid about it, then it will be considered a chatzitza because you don't want it, so that it's there, it interfered with you. And if you don't want, if you ain't on makpid, you don't care if it's there or not. And I think we spoke yesterday, I gave an example of like a tobacco a strip or something like that, then you wouldn't worry about it, wouldn't be chatzitz. So the Gemara says, me dummy, how can you compare? We're in the same Mishnah discussing Pesach, Chometz, and Tuma. Well, what's the connection? Look at Rashi at the bottom, the very last line of Rashi. Mi dami, diktani v'chein. What's bothering the Gemara is the word v'chein and likewise and like this. What do you mean v'chein also? It doesn't go together v'chein. The word v'chein. Right? Hatam b'shiura talia back in the Gemara. Hatam b'shiura talia milta. When it comes to Pesach. Right? We're talking about a shiur. Whether it's a kazayit or less than a kazayit. Hacha, with regards to truma, b'kepeidat alimilta, or we're makpid or we're not makpid. Look at the very last line of Rashi. The hatam go pesach b'shiur b'kazayit, but b'kazayit alimilta is dependent on the measure. V'hacha talimilta b'kepeidat, losh na'aputu, losh na'atuva, makes the difference if it's big or small. But it's chometz, all about shiurim. And here you're talking about kepeidat, where we don't care about shiurim. How do you compare the two? So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda wants to correct it. He says, you know what? Ema, don't say v'chein le'inyan tuma. Say u'le'inyan atuma. Ain't okay. That tuma, don't say v'chein, which seems to imply that chometz and tuma sort of like go together. So, you know what? A different subject altogether. Mishnah is telling us, u'le'inyan tuma, also with regards to tuma, ain't okay. So Amale Abai, so Abai says to Rav Yehuda, V'chein inyan tuma ketan. What do you mean? Say v'in ule inyan. But the pasuk, the Mishnah says v'chein. So it's not this idea of just knocking out the word v'chein. The Mishnah says v'chein. So Abai has got his own answer. So Abai says to Rav Yehuda, no need to take out the word v'chein. This is what v'chein means. When the Mishnah said, we're taking a second look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Batzeik shebestika areva." They're in the cracks of this kneading bowl. Im yesh kazayit b'makom echad. If there's in one place together as a kazayit, right? Chayav levaer ve'im lav batel b'mutol. Then he said, "Also tuma imakpid lav ve'im rotze b'kumara ukareva." So he says, "What does it mean v'chein le'inyan?" He says, "V'chein le'inyan tziruf tuma v'pesach." He says like this, Abai has got a little bit of a complicated answer to this. He says that, let's just read it in the Gemara, and then we'll see if it comes to you outside with a bit of help of Rashi. He says, V'chein inyan tziruf tuma b'pesach, look at Rashi, V'chein inyan tziruf tuma, k'dem mefarsh v'azim, we'll see later on, b'pesach tali milta b'shiura. He says, firstly, we accept that argument, that on Pesach, kazayit, not a kazayit, even with tuma, we're interested in shiurim when it comes to Pesach. Look at Rashi, Ika Plukta. In the rest of it, it's not Pesach, then there's a distinction. Chiluk bein makpid, l'she'enu makpid. That's what the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about. V'hainu the Tana Sefer, im makpid alav. So Abaye says, don't get confused. Why is it in this Mishnah? What's the connection between inyan tuma? Just like Pesach is about shiurim, so to tuma during Pesach. Is about shiurim, is interest in size. And when it's not Pesach, and we aren't interested in shiurim of chometz, kazayit, not kazayit, then we're interested with regards to tuma of either kepeda or kepeda, you makpid, you aren't makpid. Okay? So we'll see what it means. Look in the Gemara now. So Gemara says, heichi dami. So we'll give us some examples, what's going on. Right? I always like to look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Rabbeinu Chananel sometimes just writes the things a little bit easier for us to understand in a bit more like modern Hebrew. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel for a second. So when the Agamor says, hey, chidami, right, he says, ketzad, how, what's going on over here? Kagon, dika pachot mikabaitza ochlin b'haya reva. Right, and now it's the same words as the Gemara. Kagon, dika pachot mikabaitza ochlin. Right, ve'it ba, I mean, in my chanastol, ve'it ba kezayit batzek. And there's a kezayit of batzek, of this chomet batzek, in this areva. Ve'nagu ba b'pesach. This batzek, because it's a kezayit on Pesach, it's got chashivut. Right, it's got importance. We attribute a lot of importance to a kezayit. A kezayit is already something of value, or measure. Halachic measure on Pesach. Look back in the Gemara. It says, in this areva, there is less than a kebeitza of, not a food, not the batzek. A kebeitza of food. Now, what's important to remember is we've read this plenty of times. Well, that is a bit of a machloket here with Tosu, but a kebeitza is normally the amount of food that you need to have in order to be metame other food. So if a food is tame, and it wants to metame, we have more ochlin metame ochlin, so it has to be at least a kebeitza. But less than a kebeitza of food, it hasn't got chashivot to metame. So now what's going on over here? There's less than a kebeitza of food in this areva. Our question now is almost a question of tziruf. Do we say that the kezayit chometz, right? Look in the Gemara. Let's in the Gemara. Dike pachot mikabeitza ochlin v'nagu b'hai batzek. And this less than a kebeitza touch this kezayit of batzek of chometz. Look at Rashi. Dike pachot mikabeitza ochlin v'nagu b'hai batzek hadavuk bareva stuck to the sareva v'nagu b'hen tuma v'itme and it became tame v'hada nagu b'hen ochlim tohorim. And now this less than a kebeitza attached the kezayit of the batzek and then touched other foods. So the question is it now bigger than a kebeitza? Did that batzek join it to make it into more than a kebeitza that can be metame other foods? Here's what Abaye says. The Pesach, the Isuro Chashuv, on Pesach, it's a kezayit of chometz, is chashuv mitzarev. It joins the other food of less than a kebeitza to become a kebeitza. B'shar yamot hashana, on the rest of the year, when we don't care about shiurim, there, when it comes to tumah and to all these sorts of things, we're interested more in makpid. So then, the kebeitza talya milta. We'll say it would depend. In makpid alav mitzarev, if you are makpid, you don't want this... you don't want this kezayit of beit or chometz in your bowl, you were makpid, you didn't want it there. Then it's considered food, and it will be mitzaref to the kebeitza, so the less than the kebeitza, so the other food. Ve'im rotzeh b'kiyumor, if not, if you want, with makpid and lo makpid, yeah, it's working a little bit of different opposite directions. Here you want b'kiyumor, you want this chometz to be part of your areva. Sarehu ka'areva, and then he wouldn't be considered food, and it wouldn't join the less than the kebeitza to metame other foods. Got it? Okay? Clear? So that is how Abai explains the connection here between Pesach and Tumah. And he says to Rabbi, you're right, we still got interest in Shiurim, and that's what Pesach is about, Shiurim or Pesach. For the rest of the year, it's Talia Milton. The Mishnah is telling us for the rest of the year. And Achinami, on Pesach, it'd be Chashuv, it's of Gezayit, it's Chashuv, we want it, and therefore it would join. That's what's a Matkiv Rav. Rav says to Abaye, Miktani Mitztarev. How do you bring this din into Mitztarev? We finished with Mitztarev. We have Mitztarev, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanan. Where do you come to this Mishnah is talking all about Mitztarev, about joining a Kebeitza, less than a Kebeitza, to make it into a Kebeitza, to cause Tumah? What are you talking about? V'ha-chotzetz ketani, it's clear, our Mishnah is discussing chatzitza. Is this a chatzitza or not? For Tuma. So he now wants to trust, so it says, Rava, Ela, Rava, Amar Rava. Rava says, no, I'll explain to you this Mishnah in the context of chatzitza, of whether it forms a barrier, whether it prevents the tahara or not. Or prevents the Tuma, it was the chatzitza. So it says, El Amarava v'chein lahalot tara la'areva. What are we really talking about over here? We're talking about our ability to make the areva tahor. The areva itself was tameh, and now we want to toivel the areva. Okay? So he says over here, look at Rashi, v'chein lahalot tara la'aveira talinami b'shurim. It's also shurim, says Rashi. velo shira bePesach veBeShira velo shira, and that's with regards to the Pesach. VeMakpid alav kai yashay mot hashanah. When does the pasuk with the Mishnah spoke about makpid? That's for the rest of the year, right? Kagon deitma vekam matab makpid leil. I could go become tamish rashi. You want to toivel it? Ukaamar de bePesach on Pesach oil bekezayit over alea. Since on Pesach, if you got a kezayit of chometz, you over on Pesach on a kezayit of chometz. Ubetfanot isuro chishuvod al korcho tzarich litlo v'chayit. You have to take the, if it was stuck in the sides, you have to take it out. To lo have a kareva would be part of the areva. Fit erem makpid alav. Aval b'sharimot hashana beru be'muat bekpeida talia milta. But in the rest of the year, it would make a difference. And then we'd say, is it a chatitza for the tumah or not? Would depend if you makpid. If you makpid, you'd have to take it out. If you are makpid, it could stay there. Or maybe other around, if you were makpid that you wanted it in there to become part of the areva, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Okay, so that is, I'm going to go and say, hechidami kigon de itma, Rashi jumped the gun there, hechidami kigon de itma hachareva, this area became tame, we buy it, you want to toivel it. Bepesach, isuro chashuv, since the kazayin of matzi is of chometz is chashuv, it's a chatzitza, velo salkla, and the tefillah won't help. B'shayimot hashana, b'kepelet alimilta, will be depending on your intent. If you don't want it there, call the chatzitza. B'motzeh b'kiyumor el kareva, and there would work. So both Rabbi Abaya and Rava have both given us explanations of how we can at least understand the Mishnah to be talking about shiurim during Pesach, and the kepelet, the makpid, is only after Pesach or outside of Pesach. So it fits in very nicely with our mission. We have to chuck it out like Rabbi Yehuda wanted to do. So now, Matkid Rabbi Papa. Rabbi Papa's still unhappy. Rabbi Papa says to Rava, this is all very nice, but Miketani v'chein le'inyan Tara. Did our Mishnah discuss the word Tara, where you give us the example that what's this about when we want to metaher, when it became Tameh, we want to toivel it to make it Taher. That's not what the Mishnah is discussing. The Mishnah said, inyan Tuma. How did Inyan Tume Ketani? How did it become Tame? So our Papa now gives his own explanation. He says, "Ela Amar Papa, v'chein le'inyan lehorid Tume la'areva." What really we're discussing the Mishnah is how does this areva become Tame? Hey Chidami, give us examples. Yakagon denaga sheretz b'hai batzeik b'pesach. Right, the sheretz touched this batzeik, this chometz which we've got there in the areva. A sheretz touched it. And the Isro shares behind by Batzek by Pesach, the Isro Chashuv. Because on Pesach, a Kezait of Chometz has got Chashivut. And now we say, Chotzet velo nachter atuma. So the fact that Chashivut means we look at the Batzek, this Chometz on its own. It's not part of the Areva. And therefore, when the Sheretz touched the Chometz, it's not part of the Areva. So the Areva didn't become Tameh. Beshar Yemot Hashana, even the rest of the year, Debekapay de Talia, it will depend. If you makpid, and you don't want this chometz, this kezayit chometz as part of the areva, then we'll say that it's a chatzitza. It distinguishes itself from the areva, and the sheretz touching the chometz won't make the areva tameh. In rotzeh b'kiyumo, and if you wanted this chometz to be part of the areva, so then harei hi kareva, and the areva will become tameh. So according to our papa, we can fit in the answer beautifully. We solve the question which you asked at the very beginning of the shir. And the Gemara said, "Me dami, how can you compare areva to the chometz to chatzitza? Hatam b'shiru taimil tachem b'kepeda. With regard to kezayit or matzah, it's a chometz, it's a measure. And yeah, it's makpid. We found the nice answer now from our papa. We're talking about the areva becoming tameh. If you makpid during the rest of the year, then it won't be won't become tameh. The sheretz touched the chometz, it's something else. If you aren't makpid, then the sheretz touching the chometz makes the areva tameh as well. On Pesach, if it's a kezayit, it's as if the sheretz touched something else. If it's less than a kezayit, then it's as if it touched the areva and the areva became tameh. Okay, new Mishnah. The Mishnah here uses the word batzeik acherish. Batzeik acherish means the deaf batzeik. Right, down. So Rashi's got two explanations of what batzeik means. Either cheresh or cheres, like cheres with a samach, like porcelain. Look at the Rashi. About take a cheresh. Sheini kar im. What's it called? Cheresh. Sheini kar im yichmitzim lav. You are now if chometz or not. And was it that was it relevant to a cheresh? It says she meshunehu kecheresh hazeh. It's similar like this cheresh. Sheyesh lo znaim ve'enoni kar im shomeim lav. When you see a deaf person, so from afar, you don't know if he can hear or he can't hear. You see a guy with ears, looks normal. You start talking, and only after you start speaking, do you realize, unfortunately, they can't hear. So he says, that's this chometz. We're not sure if it's chometz, if it's, that's the first explanation. That's called chometz acheresh. Right, El Adam Omed al Birov al Dato, you're not sure. Lishna Rashi is another Lishna, in another Lashon. Batzei kacheres, with a S. Right? Batzei kacheres. Kashe kacheres, hard like porcelain. Ve'eno nika shichmitz. And we're not so sure that's it. Rathal Omar, hiksifo panav, it's become a bit whitened. However, ein siduk le'siman achimutz. Normally when it's become chometz, we see now over here, you got like the karnei chagav, like the horns of the grasshopper, right? You see all little cracks, like hairline cracks. Here, there are no cracks. So we see the dough here rising, whatever, but no cracks. So that's the two expressions of what batzek acheres is. So now Rashi, the Mishnah says, im yesh kayotze bo she'ichmitz harei ze asu. What does it mean, im yesh kayotze bo? Look, Rashi, im yesh isa acheres, she'nirusha b'sha'tal, kvar ichmitza. You baked a whole bunch of doughs. Of those, and the others had all baked with these are clearly chametz. This one you can't see if it's chametz, not just chametz. It's also chametz. You can make an assumption if that's chametz, this must be chametz. So now the Gemara says im ein sham kayotze bo mahu. So that works very well if you also baked five other challahs and four of them are chametz, and this one you can't see. There are cracks in it, so you can make the assumption it's chametz. But what if it's the only one that you baked? You got no others. The Gemara says, what's the answer? Amar Rabbi Abayu, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, k'day she'elech adam im migdal nunye le'teveria mil. Wait the time. And now this I need Rabbi Chananel to help me for you, because there's no Rashi on this. Rashi just says, mi migdal nunye le'teveria dahainu mil. But how does this answer the question? If you look at Rabbi Chananel, Rabbi Chananel is towards the bottom there, just above the Tosfot there, Tatil B'tzonen, the very last Tosfot. So you go about 10 lines up from Rabbi Chananel, you'll see it says, there ain't shame kiyotze, sham kiyotze bo. Im shaha, he says, misha'a shegamar halisha. If you waited from the time you finished the kneading of the dough, kashiur halichat mil, the amount it would take you to walk a mil, asur shevada hichmitz. That's the time you can assume. So if you're not sure if it's chometz or not, you know, you look on your watch and you saw, I finished the kneading at 11 o'clock. I know to walk from here to from Tveria to Migdal, we'll see what that is. That's a meal. A meal is about a kilometer. So how do you think average guy to walk a kilometer is about 12 minutes? I think it's about 12 minutes is a normal slow walk of a kilometer. 10 to 12 minutes. Right?
The Orechaim says it's about 18.
How long? No.
So, the Orechaim says about 18.
No, the reason why 18 is like our standard time in Aloha of everything, by the way. And we do right. Alichat mil halacha is 18 minutes. But I'm telling you, it takes about average person 12 minutes to walk a kilometer. But you're right. I remember that. You know, we spoke about that.
Never paved roads in those days.
Never paved roads. Okay, I accept that. So maybe Robert's right. Maybe it's because you're walking over hills and mountains.
We can spend half an hour walking a kilometer sometimes.
Sorry?
Yeah, we can spend half an
hour. Okay, there we are. So there's your expert in walking on unpaved roads. Okay, so he's got more experience than I have. So he says it can take you even half an hour. Okay, so let's say that's right. So 12 minutes on a paved road, so at least 50% longer would be on an off-paved road. Okay, I'm convinced, right? But what's interesting is I looked up in Wikipedia the different where Migdal was. And this from the Gemara calls it over here. He says over here from Migdal Nunya le Tveria. In the Steinsalt, he says there that there's some versions that say Migdal Ninve. It's called Ninveh. But if you look at Wikipedia, actually, you see the Migdal Nunya. Migdala, it was the original name with an aleph at the end. Migdala was the coast, was the primary city on the coast of the Kinneret before Tiberias was built. That was like that. Migdal today, you know, a little bit high up, you've got Migdal. That's like the modern day Migdal of that. I don't like to say these things in our shir, but it appears that it could be that Maria Magdalene, who was one of... our friends, mates, main supporters, and she looked after him when he was strung up. Her name was Magdalene, and she could have come from there. Neg should be the name where the name comes from. That's an opinion in Wikipedia, if I understood it correctly. But anyhow, nonetheless, that's what the Gemara says. So now we get completely sidetracked. The Gemara says, name a meal. Why didn't you tell us meal? What is that from Tveria to Migdal and Nunia? Just tell us, walk a meal. And then we would have known that it's 18 minutes, right, Solomon? We would have known 18 minutes. So it's like, Gemara says, Hakamash Balan, the Shur de Mil, Kamimigdal Nunia Vatavari. Gemara says, no, just to teach us that what is, if we ever want to get a measure of a meal, that's the meal. So if you now want to go and plot out your maps, you know that from Tveria to Migdal, that's a meal, and you can use that as your scale at the bottom there, and you can then, work out wherever you've got to go. So Amar Be'abayu, so now, Rashi actually points out here, if you look on the Rashi, the Legabel, so it says, Mishum Rabbi Abahu Amresh Lakish Nakadla. So now while this next halacha coming up here, he's got nothing to do with our sugya. It's purely because the previous answer was Amar Rabbi Abahu Amresh Lakish. So now we're going to bring something else that Rabbi Abahu said in the Amresh Lakish. So Amar Rabbi Abahu Amresh Lakish. These are actually interesting halachas, and I would write them down. Really, these are not, this is stuff to remember. It says, Amresh Lakish. Kedai she'elech adam imigdal nuna teveri a meal, benem a meal, hakabash lakish. Amar Rabbi Amresh Lakish. Legabel. ולתפילה ולנטילת ידיים ארבעה מילין. He says, there are three things over here that you have to walk at least four mil for. Right? This is a long walk now. לגבל, look at Rashi, what does it mean לגבל? He says, לגבל לתפילה וכולי לגבל, המגבל עיסת אחרים בשכר. If you are paid guy to knead dough, you're a baker. You actually do the baking. So you make the, you know, it's very today with the baguettes. You know, the baguettes, there are a lot of these companies that make baguettes, so they don't make the baguette on site. They get delivered to them a frozen batter, you know, a dough. And then they just, even pizza places, they get the frozen dough delivered to them, they stick it into the oven and they bake the baguette from that. Let's say you're one of those guys who make the dough. You're not a baker, right? You're a megabel. You make the dough. That's your job. The kli balabai tmaim. And the kelim otame ad arba milin hitrichuhu chachamim lelech lemikvah libol kelav. Chachamim said you got to walk up to 4 mil to go to a mikvah to toivel those kelim. You can't say there's no mikvah around. 4 kilometers. Now we just worked out now 4 kilometers without tiled, without sandy roads, right? It's like an hour over an hour. What's it? 72 minute walk. It's a good long walk there, and you got to walk back, right? V'chein the tefillah, it's actually Rashi, so too for tefillah. Im alach adam baderech, if you're on the journey, listen to this. Uba eit lalun ulit palel, comes now time to stop and to daven. Im yesh bera kneset lefana berichuk arba milim. Doesn't say go daven in the kotel, in your dining room. It says if it's a bet kneset, within a 4 kilometer walk. Holech umit palel sham velan sham. Go move, change your hotel, and go sleep near a shul. That's where Chabad comes in so handy. The price of hotels, I think, around Chabad in all European cities are much more expensive on the weekends than other areas, right? Because you always want to be close to a shul. V'chein netlat yadayim lachilen. So too, if you want to eat, you got a vas. Im atid limtzo maim lefanav barba milim. If you know that there's water within 4 kilometers of you, holech lesham benotenet yadav. Don't just eat now and say, what can I do? There's no water around. 4 kilometers, go walk until you find the water. That's what Resh Lakish tells us. Abai brings in Resh Lakish. Legabel, letfila, until yadai. Amra b'nachem b'yitzchak, Aivu amra v'arba'a. He says, Aivu said there's 4 things. Amar ba v'chadu minayu avud. That the 3 which we've spoken about, and then there's avud or ibud itan v'chulan sheibdan or shehilech bahen kedai avoda tohorin chutz mi or haadam. Right, v'kama kedai ibuda amar b'yanai kedai hiluch 4 milin. So look at Rabbi. What's going to be? Look at Rashi Avia. Rabbi Aivu amra laha mil to mishpeid Resh Lakish v'lo Rabbi Abahu amra. So firstly, I explained that wrong there. Amra Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Aivu Amra. Sorry, Aivu Amra. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it wasn't Resh Lakish. It wasn't Ravuna. It was Aivu. Right? But in name of Resh Lakish, sorry, Amil Tushar, Ibu said it, Belora Rabbi Abahu. It wasn't Rabbi Abahu. In other words, it wasn't really relevant to bring it today. Because the reason we brought it today was because I'm Rabbi Abahu, I'm Resh Lakish. And now he said, Ibu actually said it, so it's got no relevance to our daf, so we could have left it out and left it another time. But anyhow, once it's here, we'll carry on, right? Va'arba'a mile amarba. And he said, Va'arba'a amarba. Four things. Leshi'ur arba milin hainu. Klat v'chare mosif. There are four things with regards to this arba milin. The three which we learned, and he added another one. And what is the one he added? Umahu ibud, shiur ibud shel orach. If you've got a processed leather, hametamei kabasa, which become tamei like meat, it becomes the kagon henef techashi ba'or varotev arba milin, hu levatlo mitrat basar machmat ibudo. So this soft skin has the status of meat, of food. Therefore, give him a kabal tumah. So you got to start processing it. And the time that would have taken you to walk 4 mil, if it was in the process, you left it, I don't know, in the chemicals or in the water or in the pot or in the urine, whatever it was, for the time that you walk 4 mil, that's the time now that this leather is no longer called meat, and now it becomes leather and it won't become a kabel tumah anymore. Okay, that's what it says. V'chulan she'ibdan or she'ilech ben k'deh v'olotron. Chutz b'ur adam v'kama k'deh ibuda amar rabbi k'deh hiluch rabbi asya rabbi achinina lo shal lefanav. So now he says, what's it? When it comes down, this din of lefanav is specific to tefillah and to netzilat yadayim. Because with regards to the gabel, if you've got to toivel something, makes a difference which direction you walk in. Your office is here, right? And with regards to the or with the leather, it also makes a difference where you're going, because the leather is here. We don't want a measure of time. But with regards to those two halachas, I think it actually comes clear in the Rashi. We'll see it now in a second. With regards to those terochas, he says that only if it's in front, you aren't expected to walk back. So if you're going in a direction, let's say you're traveling north, and now you know that you can get water 4 mil, 2 kilometers back, or 4 kilometers back, you don't have to walk back to find the water and then come back. You don't have to go out of your way. That's what he's saying over here. He says, more make clear. Roshan elefana, v'alacharav, afilu mil en ochoz, even for 1 kilometer, you don't go back. Look at Rashi. Specific to those two dinim, the mahalech b'derech kai, because we're talking about on the way you're going. Dilu gabel yelech ad arba midin, the ma'yesh lo lafsi, which what you're going to care which way you're going, right? Like I said. So now he says like this. Aval achrav avilu milan amar rav acha umina milhu deino choser ha pachot mi mil choser. He makes a deal kaviyah. He says, and therefore, it's only a mil that you don't go back. But less than a mil, if it's 500 meters behind you, or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 950 meters, you do have to go back. For the Tzat Yadayim and for davening. So if you walk past the shul, you're going past the shul, and now they're starting to have a mincha, ah, I'm ready, oh, my other, no. If it's less than a kilometer, turn around, go back to have a mincha, and then carry on your journey. If you've got to do the Tzat Yadayim, when you walked on, you remember that you just passed the tap on your last, you're busy hiking, a kilometer back. Excuse me, a little bit less than a kilometer back, go back and find the water and vas. Okay, new Mishnah. Keitzad mafrishin chale betumah b'yom tov. Now we've got a problem. What's the problem? We've got, it's yom tov now, and we're making dough, and it becomes tamah. So now we've got a problem. Chala, let's see, Rashi explains the problem better than me. Keitzad mafrishin chale b'yom tov. She nitmeit ha'isa, the dough became tamah. V'shuv ein chala haniteret mimene reuya l'achidat kohen. So now, if you're going to take chala off that dough, you've got to give it to a kohen. The kohen can't eat it if it's tameh. So now, look what happens if the kohen can't eat it. Keitzad mafrishin otaba yom tov shel Pesach. What's the problem for yom tov of Pesach? Harei ein yachol afotah. You can't bake it. Me'achar she'ein reuya l'achidat. You can't bake stuff on yom tov that isn't edible. The only reason you can do ein ben Shabbos liyom tov, we learned this, ela achilat och ela achilat ben ein ben Shabbos liyom ela achilat nefesh bilvad. Some right? That's a clause we learned, right? Ein ben yom tov Shabbos ela achilat nefesh ochel nefesh bilvad. Ela ochel nefesh bilvad. Ela ochel nefesh. Ela ochel nefesh. Right? So ochel nefesh means you got to be able to eat it. So if you can't eat this, the kohen can't eat it. How can you bake it? That's on the one hand. And to leave it so you're going to burn it at night after Pesach, after Yom Tov, you also can't do why. You leave it there, it's going to become chometz. So you're stuck. On the one hand, you can't bake it, and prevent it becoming chometz because you can't bake on Yom Kippur. Eloroi lachila, Kohen can't eat because it's tamei. On the other hand, you can't leave it because if you leave it, it becomes chometz, and you can't bake chometz on Pesach. So what do? Ulesofa ola achila leklavim. Now to maybe burn it and then or give it to your dogs. Efshar. Why? Shein sorfim kochim be Yom Tov. You can't burn kochim on Yom Tov. It's a separate issue. And once you've given it, called it chal, it becomes kochim. So you mama stuck, you're in a pickle now, what do you do? That's the Gemishta's question. So three-way machloket, yeah. It's not really three-way machloket, but there are three opinions. We'll see that one of them is actually an opinion which is acceptable by other two, but it's a bedieved situation. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, simple, lo tikra l'ashem ad shetafe. He says, don't call it challah. Right? Take it off, set it aside, don't call it challah. And bake it. And you haven't called it challah, so you can bake it. You haven't got a problem. Look at Rashi. Al tikra l'ashem challah, ad shetafe tchila, bake it first. Now we learned that you can, but you ever take challah once something's already baked, right? So you now break it up into 10 little challahs, or whatever, your little challah as well, you bake it. Each one of those things could become your challah afterwards. So while when you baked it, you had no problem. It was ra'ul achila. Right? Mimanashach. If somebody said to you, this one's challah, this is not challah, that might be challah, that might be challah, that might be challah. So any given time, this particular one might not be challah. So you can eat it. So therefore you can bake it. Right? Demafish mikochal. And then he says over here, take from each of the baked challahs a little bit off afterwards. So every one of them is actually a challah. I would just say it doesn't matter. You can decide which afterwards you well want because you can eat it, right? Ula achar afia im ratza yafrish challah. Here, okay, this is what I said. Because I'm not so clever. I read in the Rashi, right? Ula achar afia im ratza yafrish challah shleimah shal kulan. Okay, but good morning. Some Rabbi Eliezer hasal shul rodeh min atanu l'toch b'sar plachah. They're all the same one big challah. And then I can take challah from each of them. So basically, the trick here is, bake, don't call it challah. Separate it. Don't call it challah. Bake them all. And then decide, either from every little challah, take a little bit, that all equals up to challah. And then they were all ra'u ilachid, and he has the challah. Or even decide, after it's all baked, you know, I'll call that one challah. That's Rabbi Eliezer's solution. And then we baked it. It's not called challah yet, so it's not a problem for the kohen. Anyway, we baked could be kohen. Now we've got a problem. Tame, but we took the challah afterwards, the kohen can't eat it, but it's already baked. It's not, and we prevent it becoming chametz. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Ben Bateira Omer, Tatil Betzone. Ben Bateira's got a great idea. He says, take off the challah and leave it in cold water. It won't become chometz. Practical solution. And that's why Tosfot, yeah, Tosfot says, if you look at the very last Tosfot, Tatil Betzone. Omer Ri says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. We'll see, Rabbi Yeshua's the third opinion we're going to see in a second. Lo pligia ben Bateira. They don't disagree with him. Everybody agrees with Ben Bateira. Shelo toil ha-talal, they agree with him. V'haycha she'ira she'kara l'ashem, Omer ben Atam, tatil betzonen. Rabbi Atam actually says, you know what? If by mistake you took off challah and you called it challah, now you've got a problem, it's going to become chometz. Do luck, Ben Bateira, and stick it into cold water and leave it until after yontif, it'll become, won't become chometz, and then burn it after yontif. That's like a nice fallback plan. Rabbi Eliezer gives us a great solution where we can bake everything. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Lo zehu chametz shemuzarin alav bebali ubali matzeh." So, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yeshua? Take the challah, let it become chometz. That's not the chometz that Chazal are warning us about. Ela mafrishata umenichata. Take it and leave it. Ada erev v'imichmitza, ichmitza. Now, remember, if you remember the beginning of the Masechta, we said bali ubali matzeh. And we said that, it said, Lo yira elecha chametz. Lo yira elecha sa'or. And we said, it has to be yours, not a goy or hagavoah. Do you remember that? We said, or not belong to Bet HaMikdash. Kochim can't become, if kochim becomes chametz, that's not your problem. You've got kochim in your house. So I would imagine that that's what he's talking about over here. Look at the Rashi here. Kosh Magura, the love didehu, lacha shekra l'Hashem, not yours. The krakatib shelcha yatari, you can't see yours. The zeno shelcha, v'lo shelchavercha, da'akati lo matli yatko. Now he says it's slightly different, Rashi. Rashi says that it's not yours, because you've separated it. It's also not your friend's. Why? Because you haven't yet given it to the Kohen. I'm saying even more than that. I'm saying if you call it chala, it's not yours, because legavoa. And legavoa shouldn't be. Maybe chala's got a little bit different, maybe chala's not exactly kochim, maybe that's why Rashi says this and different to what I say. No, but I think the idea is understandable. Okay, good morning, Snuckers.
At that time, Darren, did they But today, if you bake a certain a minimum amount, you don't need to take separate.
No, we're talking here about you made a big amount and it became tamay. Otherwise, there's not. You're right. If there's,
you break it up into different.
No, but I think once you've kneaded the bread and you made the challah, it's done deal. We said there. I think it's 43. It's the gematria of challah actually. Challah is chet and hay is 13 and lam is 43. So it's 43 and a third. I think I've heard a couple of shurim about that. 43 and a shli and a chomish, I think. Either 43 and a fifth or 43 and a third. But it's about 43 eggs. And you've got, then you chayev challah, according to all opinions. 43 eggs.
After the fact, she made a big bunch.
Yeah, but we're talking here where you were chayev. Because you're right. I don't think you can split it up. So Gross says, Leimer betova tanaka miflega. He says, May, well, what's the machloket here now between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? That's really the machloket here. Because Rabbi Ben Bataira doesn't really, he's not part of the machloket, I don't think. Ben Bataira is just giving you a practical advice. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, what's the machloket? Gemara says, Leimer betova tanaka kriven. What's tova tanaka? We've seen this before many, many times. Sometimes a little bit difficult. Tova tanaka means that I've got some sort of vested interest in the matter. I've got something to gain. Now, what have I got to gain? We've seen now, Rusty discussed it a couple of times. We've seen this before. Let's say that I've got a friend, all right? I've got a daughter. I'm a kohen. Who's a kohen here? Let's say Steve, Chai, Manny. Well, I mean, he's not here this morning, right? But let's say that the three of you got daughters. Okay, it can't be Steve. Take Steve out of the picture. Clive, you got daughters. Okay, so Clive's daughter now marries a schlepper, not a kohen, right? So now... other way around, I apologize. Other way around completely. I've got a daughter, and my daughter. No, I'm trying to. Yeah, it's Rashi to sound. I'm confused now. Look at this Tova Tana'a. I thought I'd make it simpler outside of confusing everybody and myself. Look at Rashi. Tova Tana'a, the Devar Muat, Tanya, Rashi, Yisrael, Omar, Chaveiro. Here we are. A Yisrael can say to his Chaveiro, to his friend, Hey, Lach Seller, take the Seller. So Yisrael. Here's the example. I'll tell you Rashi because I think it'll be easy to work. I've got it right. Let's say that my daughter is married to a Kohen, right? And now my grandson is a Kohen, but I'm not a Kohen. And I want to try and help my grandson, right? Get some Trumer and Challah and all Matanot Kahuna from people. And he's not a very well-connected guy. He's still young on the job. So I got a few of my friends who are big farmers. I say, do me a favor. Yeah, I'm prepared. I'll give you a few shekels, and give your truma and your challah and all your things to my grandson. Right. So now, let's call Tovatan. Look at Rashi over here.
It's like a Rashi. Tik arba alafin.
What?
Sounds like tik arba alafin.
Tik arba alafin. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So he says over here, right? He says, Rasha Yisrael, Malach Chaveiro, Helech Sela, take this coin, V'tein kol trumatcha leben biti coin, to my grandson, my ben biti is a coin. V'hainu tovat hana'a sheyesh lo leYisrael b'challah zo. So now, the Yisrael, who's got challah, he's got a bit of hana'a here. Why? Because you could come and pay me. I'm the Yisrael, I've got challah. This challah, even though I've got to give it to a Kohen, has got a bit of value to me because I can charge you to pay me to give your grandson the challah. So even though I've got to give the challah away, I can actually benefit from it a little bit. Right? I know that your grandson is a Kohen and you're happy to pay me a bit, so now my challah has actually got a bit of value to me. From a moment ago, I had to give it away for free. Now suddenly I can get paid for giving it away. So this challah has got value to me. That's the tovat hana'ah in the challah. Now, the very fact that I've got a bit of a vested interest in this challah makes it, from a chometz point of view, mine. And on that, I can be over on Pesach. Look at Rashi here. This is what in theory, I can give to any coin I want. But now suddenly I'm going to the highest bidder. Right? I love the way Rashi says it. and he takes a little bit from me, or Havo shel Kohen, from the guy who loves the Kohen. His grandfather, right? His grandfather loves him. Rabbi Eliezer, so now the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer, savar tovatana mamon. Rabbi Eliezer says, this is mamon, this is assets, this is value. Vahavia hachale ketina, now it's like yours. And therefore, avarala imach mitzagabai. Therefore, if you allow it to become chometz in your possession, it's yours. Because you've got a vested interest in it. You've got a value here. You've got a cause to be concerned about it. Hilchach afi leiber afi abreisha. He's on the foot of the reisha. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Tovat Hana'a Eina Mamon Velav Didehu. He says, no, Tovat Hana'a. Firstly, Rashi says two things. Number one, he doesn't agree that Tovat Hana'a is called Mamon. Anachinami, I've got a bit of an interest in you. This doesn't make it mine. And therefore, it's not mine. Ve'eno Muzhar Aleah. And more than that, I'm not warned about it at all. Mishum Pikadon. Namidaik has not even considered a Pikadon that somebody, I'm looking after for somebody. Da'akati lo matel lidei koi. Hasn't come to the koi yet. So it doesn't belong to anybody. So I can't be looking after it for somebody else. It's not even a pikadon. So it's nothing, says Rabbi Eliezer. And you aren't muzar on that, and therefore, not Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Yeshua. Go ahead and bake it. That is the first answer the Gemara gives. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, back in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Tovatana Mamon. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Tovatana Eno Mamon. The word says no. The Kule Alme Savre, Tovatana Eno Mamon. No one thinks that Tovatana is Mamon. There's no, the fact that you've got a bit of vested interest, it doesn't make it yours. Right? What's the machloket? Different machloket altogether. Machloket is about a hoil, kemiflegei. They're talking about hoil. What's hoil? Since I could say something, almost like a migo. Migo means hoil. Migo means we talk, that's what migo is. Almost like a migo. I don't know why I can remember that. Migo, yeah? But it's like a migo, I think. It's a hoil, kemiflegei. Look at Rashi. Lomrin, of a hoil, kemiflegei. Rabbi Eliezer, it's a long Rashi over here. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Avar Ale Mishum Hoyil Ve'i Bayi Mit Asher La V'Hadu Letiva Letiv Levedinehi Ta'al Kol Neder Ve'Hegdesh Ve'Truma Akidush Ba'Amirat Pe Yachol Lishael Lechacham V'Lakor Diburo Hilchach Ma'monehu Ve'Avar Le'a Melechet Afiyata Nami Be'Yom Tov Kilo Kra Rashen. He's like, what's Hoyil? Hoyil, since I'm able to go to a gadol, to a chacham, and say, I made a mistake, I didn't want to give that as challah. And the chat, and it's almost like a neder, the hekdesh. And the chacham can say, okay, you're right, we're undoing the kedusha. The kedusha, no, that's not a chala. Therefore, because I can take it back, it becomes tevil. And now it's mal, it's no longer chala. And now it's going to become chometz, says Rabbi Eliezer. It's a problem if you bake it on Yom Tov. If you left it there with a case, right? But avar leah, it's become umelechet afir nami, but Yom Tov, ki lo kara lashay. But avar gavdik achadu de lo chazia, Mishtaria. I don't want to confuse the two subjects over here. Let's just stop at the Rashi there for a second. We'll come back to that Rashi in a second. Right? He says, Hoyle, can we forget? I mean, in Hoyle. V'i Bayi, I'm back in the Gemara. V'i Bayi, itashalala, mamone, it becomes his. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, lo aminan Hoyle. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says, lo aminan Hoyle. Go to skip the Rashi, we'll come back in a second. Lo amin hoyil, hilchach al chimutza ein over. There's no chimutza via, right? Because it's not yours. I mean, because it's the chimutz is, it's the hegdesh, it's chimutz, and you can't bring it back in your table, it stays chala, and you're on muzar on that. Aval alafia over, right? And alafia, you are over, because we said you can't bake the tumma on yontif. We learned that before. Dike chade de lo chazielei. There will be one over there which wasn't chazia lei, meaning you baked something on yontif which wasn't able to be used on yontif, and therefore it wasn't ochel nefesh, and therefore you can't bake it. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Yeshua said, you can do chala, just don't bake it. After yontif, burn it, and don't worry about the chometz. He said in the Mishnah, if it becomes chometz, it becomes chometz. So now go back to this previous Rashi here in the middle. It says over here, so Rabbi Eliezer says that firstly it could become yours. Right, mamonehu, va'avara lea, and you over on the chometz, umimelech rafi, also for burning, for baking. Ki lo kara l'ashem, right, even though you might not have, it's no longer called chala, va'af agav dike chadid lo chazia, mishtaria. In the Rashi says it like this. Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer says that you could do a shaila and you could undo the chala. And then you'd be, ul akor dibro hilchach mamonehu va'avara lea. right? End full stop. You'll be over on it because that's yours. And you can bake it on Yontif. And even though now there's one of these challahs that can't be eaten, how can you go and bake them? One of them is challah here, and we haven't called it challah yet, so they could all possibly be challah. How can you bake them? You can't bake challah, which is tamei on Yontif. He says, no problem, mishtaria. Why? It's mutar. Because on each one, you could say, no, that's not challah. 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 So every time you go around in circles, so that's not challah. That's not challah. That's not challah. One of the others are challah. You get to that one and say, no, that's not challah. That one could be challah. So in theory, you could bake each one of them. V'inami krala Hashem. And he says, even if you called it challah matzi lemifale, you could bake it. Why? Hoyul v'i bayi mitashana. Because if you want, you could always take a shayla on it. And therefore, wouldn't become challah. Miu kevan de itle Rabbi Eliezer hasal misraf inachal achishab itvei she tafet chila mishum rav chedim milta v'chol kamed efshal miyav etshapir below shum hoyil nichrev. And then basically you can do it all. You can get around with the whole thing. It's not where they got the rush. So that is the machloket of here. He says that the machloket is not about tovat hana'a, but it's whether you can or this hoyil of itshal or not. So Gemara Brayah brings a machloket amoraim ya ikmar. How femi yom tov lachol if you bake on yontif. To use it for during the week. Rav Chizda Amar Lok, Rav Chizda give Malkot. Rav Amar and Lok, Rav says, you don't give Malkot. Look at Rashi here. This is very important. You've already eaten. You finished eating. It's Pashut that you aren't going to be eating it today. Okay? Because if you're going to eat it today, there's not a problem. You can bake on Yontif for Yontif. Thing here is that you've baked on Yontif, you've already eaten, and now it's clear that you're baking for tomorrow. The Gamar Sudato. The Pshita Lancet Rashi, the Lord Chazida, Midi Haidna Adurkta. Shucho, you're not going to eat anything until tonight. It's not already chol. It's not Yontif anymore. So now, that's the Machloket. Rav Chizda says, you get Malkot Mishum Lo Tase, Kumalacha. It's Asur to make Melacha on Yontif if it's for Stam. Yochal Nefesh, you're allowed it, but otherwise you aren't allowed it. Right? Rabbi Amar and Loke. Rabbi says, you don't Loke. Rav Chizda Amar Loke. Rav Chizda says, you do get Malkot. Why? Lo Aminan Hoyel. What would the hoyle be? Umiklai le orchim. And therefore chazida. Rav Chizda says, you don't say hoyle umiklai le orchim chazida. Maybe I might actually have guests in the afternoon. Why am I out of bake today? I'm finished my lunch. But you know what? I'm expecting a bunch of friends to arrive. We finished all the food. So they get nothing for them to eat. I'm going to make food. And they might not arrive, but they might arrive. So therefore, he says, you don't say hoyle. Right? Rabbi, my look, Rabbi, you don't get Malkot. Why? I'm reading Hoyel. Maybe you do. Look at Rashi there. Hoyel be Mikle Orchin. She used Shechin the Patze. Hayom, they might need it. So Amari, Rabbi, Rav Chizda. So now Rabbi says, remember, Rabbi is the one who says, Eino Loke. Rabbi is the maker of the air. Rabbi says, we do say Hoyel. Okay? So Rabbi's got a hay at the end. He says Hoyel. Right? So Amar Rabbi Rav Chizda le didach according to Rav Chizda who says Malkot the Amar to Lo Aminan Hoyel hayach ofin mi Yom Tov le Shabbat. How can you bake from Yom Tov to Shabbat? So we know today. How do we bake from Yom Tov to Shabbat today? Eruv Tavshilin, right? So he says to him, he says, how do you bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Says Amalei mishum Eruv Tavshilin. So he says the same answer, right? Why? Eruv Tavshilin. So he says, listen to this question. Umishum Eruve Tavshilin Sharin Isur Doraita? And because of an Eruv Tavshilin, you can suddenly tell me you're over on a Doraita. Rabbi Nan can make an Eruv Tavshilin, which allows you to now go ahead and be over on an Eruv on Mitzvah Doraita? So Amar Leh, so Rav Chizda says to Rabbi, Mi Doraita Tzorech HaShabbos Nasi B'Yom Tov. So what are you talking about? Mi Doraita, there's actually no problem baking from Shabbos Yom Tov to Shabbos. V'Rabbanan hu degazu ba'gzaira, and it's all gzaira v'Rabbanan. Shema yomru ofim yom tov aflechol. They said that you can't do it. Why are we making a gzaira? Because we're scared you're going to start baking a yom tov tichol, and we don't want you to do that. So therefore, we see from yom tov Shabbos you can't. And then v'chevan ishuk Rabbanan yuret tavshinin itle hekaira. And now they said, you know what? We're going to make a hekaira. We're going to asur baking from yom tov to Shabbos. Because you don't want you to come back beyond Tov Tichol. And when you want to make an Eruv Tavshilin, that's a heker which we know that you know what you're doing, and you'll never come baking from Yom Tov to Tichol because you'll know even from Yom Tov to Shabbos you've got to make an Eruv Tavshilin. So that was the first attack of Rav Chizda Rabbi attacked Rav Chisda and he defended it. Another one, Etibar. Rabbi asked another kashya to Rav Chisda. Rabbi is perplexed. How did Rav Chisda get malkut for this? Right, he get malkut over here from if you offer yontem lecho. So Etibar behema hamesukenet. Now this troubled me a little bit. I'll be honest with you, because we know that a treifa is an animal which won't last for a year, and a treifa you can't eat. But yeah, the Rosh says behema hamesukenet. And Rashi says, "Mesukenet v'rotze l'shochta b'yom tov shelo tamut v'yafsidena." You got an animal who's old, and you're scared it's on its last days, yeah, and it might die before Yom Tov's out, and you're going to end up not being able to eat it because it becomes an avela. Right? So what do? Lo yishchot elekdei sheyachol lechol himene kazayt slimi odyom. You can eat it, you can shecht it, so long as in principle you're able to shecht it. Rashi says, "If you look at Rashi." Because during the day, can have sheet to flay it, to lachtoch kezait, and to cut up a kezait of meat, and to roast it, lecho. And if there's enough time to do all of this, shari, you can shecht it, but afal gav de lo achil, mean if you don't actually eat from it. So long as there was potential to eat from it, you have enough time to do the job and eat it, you're able to shecht it, even if you aren't going to actually eat it at the end of the day. So this is Rabbi's question to Rav Chisda. So now Rabbi says, "Bishlam ledidi, with me the Amrei Hoyel. Since I say Hoyel, right? What's the Hoyel there?" Rabbi said, "The previous case where Hoyel, where I would say that maybe friends would come." So when I allow this concept of saying hoyel, when I can create a circumstance in which it would have been mutar, so with me it's not a problem. Because I say hoyel, vi bain lemecha, matziach, if I want to eat it, I could eat it, I have the potential to eat it, therefore I can shecht it. Mishumach yishchot, that's why I can shecht it. Ledidach yurav chizda da'amar, lo amin hoyel. We don't say hoyel, so amar yishchot. How come, why can I shecht it if I know I'm not going to eat from it? The only time I can shecht it if I say, you know what, if I wanted to eat it, I could. But you don't say hoyel, you'd say, I have to eat it. And yeah, we saw a second. Like, if you don't eat it, it's good enough. You can go ahead and shecht it. How come? How you am I yishchot? So Amar Shabchista says to him, he says, Mishum hefshed mamono. Why? Because there's a lot of money at stake here. A big animal, I'm going to lose animal. Mishum hefshed mamono, sharin ashur deraita, says Rabbi. Rabbi says, what are you saying? And because of hefshed mamono, now you're suddenly allowed to be over on ashur deraita. Am I to eat? He says, yes. He says, why yes? Mishum hefshed mamono, gamar belibo lechol gezayit. And because of Hesed Mamon, he actually decided, I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to lose out on this. And I can't eat the kezayit without shechita. So therefore, I go to shecht it. I might not eat it, but I'm going to eat it. I have to eat it. If I eat it, I'm going to shecht it. Therefore, I shecht it. Maybe I won't eat it. But I'm determined to eat it. The bottom line is irrelevant if I already ate it or didn't eat it. What the point was that I had an absolute decision to eat it. And that allowed me the shechita. I didn't have to actually come along and eat it. And it's not the same as saying hoyel. Hoyel is I can shecht it even if I know I'm not going to eat it because I could have eaten it if I wanted. I say hoyel that I could have eaten it, therefore it's fine. Rav Chisda saying, no, I'm going to eat it. And when I shecht it to eat. Ah, maybe I never ate it. It doesn't matter. The shechita is lekosher shechita. That's enough of here. It just says that a treifa is something that actually has to be, which was injured. And this is an old animal that's going to die, so it might not be a treifa. Or diseased. Okay, injured or diseased. Okay.